Price rises in the UK remain in double-digit territory. Live from the BBC World Service, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Leanna Byrne. The rate of price rises in the UK dropped slightly in the year to March, but inflation is still just above 10%, despite continued expectations of a bigger fall. Meanwhile, there's been a much bigger inflation rate drop in the Eurozone, down to just 7%. So what's going on here in the UK? Here's the BBC's Sean Farrington to pick through the numbers. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
Listen, Sean, it's not all doom and gloom because, in fairness, prices have come down, but the inflation rate can't seem to get down below 10% here. Why is that?
For 2 months in a row, there have been predictions from all the analysts and experts that it would fall below 10%, and it still hasn't. And a lot of that is to do with energy prices overall have still been high, and we haven't quite seen people's household energy bill prices and businesses' energy bill costs come down a lot, but there are predictions for that. Food. Blimey, the headlines for food, fastest rate rise for 45 years. It's just going up in price faster and faster each month at the moment.
Sean, in other areas, inflation is slowing. Why not here?
I think one of the sticking points here in the UK, and food has been an issue for many countries around the world. We had the experts from our Office of for National Statistics say this morning that, you know, many countries like Germany are another example have seen plus 20% food inflation as well. So for food, that is has been a big global problem. Here in the UK, we have a labour market that's very tight at the minute. So there's a lot of workers asking for higher pay and a lot of workers getting it. We've had data this week that showed that wages once again rising on average by well over 6%, which is figures we haven't seen for many, many years. And that is an issue that maybe the UK has a bit more than other countries. And there's a little bit of a concern that that then feeds in the private sector, feeds into price rises as companies look to tackle those costs by putting prices up even more. Workers then ask for higher wage rises and the cycle goes on. So there's a little bit of worry about that. And maybe that's causing a bit of what they call stickiness with the inflation rate. We're still a long way off the hopes of around 3% inflation by the end of this year. But there are still expectations of that. Those energy costs falling massively are a real key thing that households and businesses need to see this year.
Well, great analysis as always. The BBC's Sean Farrington, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Cheers, Leanna.
Now let's get market reaction on that story and do the numbers. UK and EU government bonds have taken a hit as traders bet central banks are going to continue with their rate hikes. It's a bad day for the takeaway delivery company Just Eat, which is the second worst performer on the Europe Stoxx 600 index. And one of the leading semiconductor firms, ASML, based in Holland, posted better than expected quarterly figures, but its shares fell because of worries of demand in the broader industry. Meanwhile, European countries have reached provisional agreement on a plan to boost the semiconductor industry to compete with the US and Asia. The European Chips Act will involve billions of dollars worth of investment in the development and production of advanced semiconductors, which are used in everything from cars to fridges. The EU's Dan Nicka says it will make the trading bloc more resilient.
In a situation where there is a crisis like the one we experienced last year with the war in Ukraine, we'll be able to ensure a minimum level of the chips production in the European Union and also to work very closely with like-minded partners.
EU's Dan Nicka there. South Korea's economy has been dogged by accusations of nepotism in the workplace. Now, the car company Kia has asked its trade unions to drop a policy that gives jobs to the children of its workers. The government has been putting pressure on major employers to stop the practice. The BBC's Asia Pacific editor Celia Hatton explained the issue to presenter Oliver Conway.
Kia is one of, it seems, the last big South Korean companies to really maintain these practices. Less than 10 years ago, a quarter of South Korean companies had these rules in place. They're called hereditary employment rules. And basically, they give really preferential treatment to, in Kia's case, the children of retired workers or workers who've worked more than 25 years. They also say that if a worker dies of an illness while still employed at the company, then one of the immediate family members of that worker can take that person's place. So really a kind of hands-on jobs down through family lines. I mean, the president, Yoon Suk-yeol, he actually made this a key part of his election campaign. He said he wanted to level the playing field and increase fairness. And that actually got him a lot of votes, I think, because that's a real issue in South Korea. A lot of people feel feel that it's really unfair.
And these reforms are coming in at a tough time for some in South Korea.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there really is a lot of competition for good jobs. Just for example, at Hyundai, that's the biggest automaker in the country, for the first time in 20 years, they opened up their hiring to the public, and it overloaded their website because so many people were trying to apply. Now, these are really good jobs in South Korean terms because of the contracts that really powerful unions have been able to negotiate. They offer school tuition for South Korean children, paid overseas trips every year, and of course, huge car discounts. So people really want these jobs, and that's why they're furious that in some cases, such good jobs are being passed down to the children of workers.
BBC's Asia Pacific editor Celia Hatton speaking there. And finally, if you weren't listening yesterday, and I hope you were listening, you might be wondering how that T-Rex auction went. Well, it sold for $6 million. Apparently it could have gone for more, but some experts weren't happy that just over half of the bone material comes from three different specimens. Tough market. And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Thanks to James Graham for producing. Izzy Whitehead is on the tech today. Our editor is Joe Critcher. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.